Stein picked up one vote in the recount from a write-in ballot. Under normal circumstances, the number of write-in ballots are counted, but the names are not read on the ballots unless there are enough write-ins for someone to win. The recount puts just two votes between Cheryl Westover and John Stein. Westover has 1493 to Stein's 1491. The recount was conducted at city expense, which is the normal procedure if the election margin is within 1%. Recounting the ballots took 2.5 hours. Municipal Clerk Colleen Ingman and Deputy Clerk Sarah Peterson fed the optical scan ballots through the counting machines while also reading off the votes on each.
W.
S for Stein, W for Westover. Municipal Administrator Jim Dinley and Municipal Attorney Teresa Hillhouse kept a hand tally, and then the hand count was compared to the machine's total. Ingman says there's never been a race this close. The results are scheduled to be certified during the next regular meeting of the Sitka Assembly on October 26th. If they're certified, Westover will be sworn in as mayor. That leaves her seat on the Assembly open. So far, 4 people have expressed interest in being appointed to the seat. Runner-up Jack Osmond, mayoral candidate John Stein, Assembly candidate Michelle Putz, and former Assembly member John Sherrod. Those interested in the job have 20 days from the time Westover leaves the Assembly seat to express their interest in writing, but it's also possible the Assembly could take action before then. Discussion of what to do about the Assembly seat is expected to be on the agenda for next week's regular meeting. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.